Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision-making.
Hello, I'm Peter Tugwell, a practicing clinician, and I hold the Canada Research Chair in Health Equity. This is a podcast of the Canadian Collaboration for Immigrant and Refugee Health Guidelines.
Dr. Grant knew he wasn't getting any younger. After years of playing squash, his knees gave him difficulty going up the stairs to his office. Tennis yesterday hadn't helped. Dr. Grant's problems were simple aches and pains, but Ndui Mana, his next patient, had other potentially more serious problems. Ndui Mana had just arrived from Tanzania. He was originally from Burundi, but had been living in Tanzania in a refugee camp for several years before coming to Canada. He was currently experiencing fever and headaches, and told Dr. Grant that just before coming in to see him, he had vomited. Dr. Grant could deal with his own muscle aches by waiting, but Ndui Mana had no such luxury. Dr. Grant suspected a possible case of malaria.
Dr. Anne McCarthy is the first author of the evidence review on malaria of the Canadian Collaboration for Immigrant and Refugee Health. Hello, Dr. McCarthy.
Hello.
Dr. McCarthy, can we recommend a routine screening of malaria in asymptomatic patients?
So based on our evidence with respect to migrants, there's not enough evidence to recommend routine screening of individuals if they have no symptoms of malaria.
Why we don't have enough data?
Mostly because the data is not very well collected in Canada. There's very little data on how many people actually have malaria before they get symptoms. There's very little data on how we can find malaria before people get symptoms, and even very poor data on how many new migrants to Canada get malaria because the data is collected so poorly in Canada.
Okay, then if we don't screen for asymptomatic patients, how we can identify a patient who have malaria? What are the signs or symptoms?
Usually people with malaria will have fever. They can have an illness that's just like influenza or other viral infection where they have aches and pains, headache. They may have nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, and oftentimes they feel sick enough to go to bed. But fever is the key symptom.
Okay, that's complicated because actually a lot of diseases could have this.
Exactly. And the reason it's so important, if you have somebody who's been, has recently come from a malaria area and they have fever, it can be one of many, many things. So the most important thing is to do a blood test to rule out malaria.
So there is some patients that are in higher risk than others that we need to be more suspicious about it?
Obviously, it's people who've more recently gone to areas or come from areas where malaria occurs. And these guidelines specifically address people who are new to Canada, so who have recently left places where malaria occurs, especially Africa, where there's lots and lots of malaria around. If, as a family doctor, there's a patient who comes in with fever, you really need to rule out malaria before you do anything else.
Okay, and then if we suspect that the patient has malaria, we talk about the blood test, something else we need to do?
It's a blood test, and usually it means referring them, especially if they're a child, referring them perhaps to a hospital for diagnosis and treatment, so you have some expertise with respect to the management. Because children in particular can get sick very quickly from malaria, and it's probably not something that should be handled as an outpatient.
Dr. Anne McCarthy, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you very much.
There are four key points to remember regarding malaria. Number one, do not routinely screen but be vigilant for symptoms of malaria. Number two, migrants that have resided or traveled in malaria-endemic areas are vulnerable to acute malaria, particularly within the first 3 months of arrival. Number three, malaria symptoms, including malaise, myalgia, headache, and fever, are nonspecific and may not be readily recognized as symptoms of malaria by primary care practitioners. Delays in the diagnosis and treatment of P. falciparum may lead to severe disease and even death. Number four, Canada requires improved malaria surveillance as well as more research related to the utility of screening immigrants and refugees. This is a podcast of the Canadian Collaboration for Immigrant and Refugee Health, produced in cooperation with the Canadian Medical Association Journal and the Cochrane Equity Methods Group.